The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach. The Green Hornet. The Adventurer is a devil's playground. The events and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Museum and a shooting gallery. Is it always so crowded here, Larry?
Sure, well, all season. People come down here to go swimming on the beach. And they wander around evenings taking in all the excitement. They don't tell me you've never been here before.
First time, caught my eye. I was meant to, but after leaving the newspaper, well, you know how it is.
Even those newspaper hounds get a day off once in a while.
Anyhow, Mr. Reed suggested I come out here with you, so here we are.
Yes, with orders to see how all these abominable concessions are going.
Why did Mr. Reed want me to go? I'm a secretary, not a reporter.
So we look like the rest of them.
Beyond that, Evening toads will sit here and keep people out where Casey's been gone.
You can stop then. I'm back.
Here now, I'm still on duty.
Miss Case, Mr. Reed. Dolly and I are back again.
Well, they're expecting you. Come in, both of you.
Hey, hold on that chair, Axel. Mr. Reed doesn't want you.
Dolly, I can't understand, Miss Reed, since when you get back.
Oh, Lowry, close the door. Well, Miss Case, I hear you and Lowry ran into a lot of excitement last night.
Yes, we did, Mr. Reed. We've been out all this morning talking to people about it.
Maybe she'd rather be a reporter than a secretary, boss.
She'd do all right, too.
You got anything that the Sentinel can use?
Boss, we got plenty.
You know about the accident last night?
Well, yes, we already had that story in. What I want now is the facts on who's responsible for it.
In the bag, Mr. Reed. We got enough to call out the militia and have that roller coaster padlocked.
It isn't safe, Mr. Reed.
Sure of that? The statement made by the owner after the accident blamed it on a stick that had been lying across the rail.
And that's what he said, boss. By the time we got past the cops and took a look, well, they might have fixed things up.
What about the safety inspector?
That's just it, Mr. Reed. He gave him a clean bill of health on it.
And why are you so sure it wasn't merely an unfortunate accident?
Here's why, boss. These little statements.
Where were they from? Some of the injured passengers?
No, Mr. Reed. The passengers only knew there was an accident. They didn't know how it happened.
Well, I don't
These statements are from guys who count, boss.
Yeah, but I still
The guys who built that roller coaster, the contractors. And here's one from one of the roller coaster employees. He worked right there. He knew what went on.
We got them this morning.
And every one of them sang.
Oh, good work. We'll be able to close down that rickety trap immediately. Hello, get me Gunnigan.
Shall I do the rewrite on this one?
Yeah, at once. Miss Case.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Take this other phone and call the composing and tell them to hold the front page. Gunnigan, for just a moment.
Give me
Lowry. Yes, send Axford in here. Gunnigan, we're starting a campaign against ramshackle amusement concession.
Composing, hold the front page for us.
Now, that's right. We're going after them hammer and tongs.
Here I am, Britt. What's going on?
We have enough for a series, Gunnigan. Well, plenty of proof. No, we won't use names yet. No sense in using all our ammunition at once.
Ammunition, is it? Who shot who?
Oh, I express hush out.
Certainly name the roller coaster. The Devil's Dipper. It's unsafe. Hammer on it. I tell the readers we'll have more later. Miss Case, put these statements in an envelope.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
What can I do, Rich?
Axford, you're going to do some bodyguarding.
Glory be. You, Reed?
No, those papers Miss Case has. You're going to see that nothing happens to them.
Oh, no, Reed. That ain't no fit kind of a job for an E-man like me. I want something important.
Well, these papers are plenty important. They're going to make certain that innocent people aren't the victims of another accident like the one that happened last night.
Not for me, Duncan.
What about that accident? You told me there was a reporter from the Sentinel at the Devil's Dipper when it crashed.
Sure, with a dame, but they didn't get in.
I swear it, Duncan.
Duncan, let's look at the facts calmly.
Calm, huh? You're in as deep as I am, Buckley. You're the inspector who okayed my permit on that roller coaster.
That's very true.
And you got plenty for it. A lot of good it's doing us now.
This doesn't answer my question. How did the Sentinel get enough information to be so positive?
If you read past the headlines, you know,
huh?
He ain't had a chance.
I have. The Sentinel got that information from the contractor and men who built the roller coaster.
What?
They have statements from them. Furthermore, they have a statement from one of your own employees, Durkin.
Do they say that?
Oh, not in so many words. This story in the Sentinel is just the beginning, Durkin. It intimates that unless I, as inspector, close down the Devil's Dipper, they have proof and they intend to publish it.
So that's why all those reporters outside are hot on the trail. They think the Sentinel's got an exclusive.
The Devil's Dipper will not close. That's what I paid you for, Buckley.
Relax, please, Durkin. I have this whole situation well figured out.
Yeah? You better have.
It's very simple. A few threats will take care of these witnesses the Sentinel talks about.
Sure, but they got statements, signed statements.
And that's where you come in, Scanlon.
Yeah? I'll get to the point, Buckley.
If I remember, Scanlon once did a stretch for safecracking.
What about it?
Simply that I know where those statements are kept. They're being guarded by a man named Axford. He's not very smart.
Oh, I get it. I swipe them statements before the Sentinel can use them, huh?
Precisely. As for those reporters out there, Durkin, come along. We'll see them together.
What are we going to tell them?
Leave that to me.
There they are. What about that Sentinel yard,
yeah,
Durkin?
There's Buckley, the inspector. Are you closing them down?
The Sentinel newspaper has not only blackened the reputation of Mr. Durkin, but its report has caused him to lose a lot of trade.
He'll lose more than that.
Who are you?
I'm Lowry. The Sentinel's a paper I work for. Is Durkin closing up or isn't he?
No, he is not. What's more, as inspector, I can vouch for him. That accident was caused by a stick thrown across the rail by some passerby. Purely unintentional.
There'll be a better story than that in the Sentinel tomorrow.
Young man, you can tell your employer this.
Both Mr. Durkin and I have been libeled. We intend to sue.
That's a laugh.
Well, we have proof.
Then you had better use it.
We're suing the Sentinel immediately unless it publishes a retraction.
Oh, it's unless, is it?
I don't like your tone. Gentlemen, you can notify the editors of your various papers that we are suing the Daily Sentinel. Today, we'll demand $1 million damage. And gentlemen, you may print this, too. Mr. Durkin and I are going to collect it.
Late that evening, Scanlon and an accomplice took up their post near Dick Reed's home in the entrance to a dark alley. There they waited until they saw the bulky figure of Mike Atwood approaching.
Here he comes, Monk. See him crossing the street?
You mean that big guy, Scanlon?
Hey, he ain't gonna be no pushover.
We'll handle him.
Cluckley sure was right about that guy being a little bit on the dumb side. All I did was send him a telegram to bring them statements to his boss's place, and he falls for it.
And what's that way?
He's turned in, bro.
That's them, all right. Couldn't be nothing else. Stay here in the shadows. When I talk to him, you know what to do.
It's all set.
Why, me, brother, you got a match?
Huh? Darling, that's a fine way to help out in the dark. And besides, I'm in too much of a hurry to...
Ow! Ow!
Why, you're dirty!
Again, Mom. This blood's hot. Oh, I got the envelope. Run for it.
Threatened.
I am the father.
Bailey Sentinel's been sued for libel. No defense. Cato, it's up to us to make sure this crookedness is settled once and for all.
Yes, sir.
Lowry told me about one of those witnesses, and a man named Thomas. He's lieutenant at the Devil's Dipper. His job is to inspect the roller coaster after closing time each night.
Will you talk?
If we get one to repeat his statement, the others will follow. Get the mask and gun, Cato. We'll take the Black Beauty. Tonight, Thomas is going to meet the Green Hornet.
Thank you, sir.
Durkin. What's happened to Thomas? He's been gone a long time.
Hey, how's the thought? Maybe that car gave him a little more trouble than he figured.
Yeah, maybe so. Still, I don't trust that guy.
No, he's not going to talk.
He knows what'll happen. Why take chances? No sense in letting him out of our sight this late in the game.
We already burned that statement he gave to the Sentinel.
We can make another one, can't he? Come on.
Perhaps you're right.
We'll soon see if he's around or not.
Huh? There's the car.
It's still up there. Stalled halfway up to the top of the first drive.
That's funny.
Look, Duncan. There's someone up there. Is he standing up in the car?
It's outlined against the sky. It must be.
Another one. Right beside him. See a little guy. It looks like he's holding a gun on top.
You're seeing things, Scallop. It's too dark to tell for sure.
We're going to make sure. Here's a truss going up. We'll climb up this catwalk.
Yes, hurry. Single file. That way's too small.
Who's that?
In this car.
Mass.
The green car.
Get on this roller coaster.
Stop. Oh, you're going to shrink down.
Okay, we're going up.
That's better. I'll go with you. The cable will carry us up.
Now listen, Harlan, what's the idea? We ain't done nothing to you.
The roller coaster up ahead, it's moving too. Of course it is. The same cable lifts this one to the top of the first flight. What's happened as well? See, it's going over the top now.
Hey, Wingard got out. He's standing at the top.
Hurry, Thomas. Thomas is still in that roller coaster. He's getting a free ride along the whole length of your devil's dipper.
Hey, where are you going?
There you are.
You're jamming the brakes. We won't be able to stop.
Exactly. Once we reach the top of this first incline, this car will follow Thomas's. His brakes are jammed too.
You can't do that.
What's the idea? Just making sure neither you nor Thomas will be able to get out before you reach the end of the devil's dipper.
Are you going playing games?
Yes, if you must know. Exactly that, Duncan. You and Scanlon have been playing a game with the public long enough, you and your infernal devil zipper. Now I'm taking a hand in it.
Hey, there's
the top, and here's where I get off. I'll let you and Thomas begin this. Do I catch Thomas? You better hurry. He's halfway down already.
Here's a little shelf. Now get on your way.
He's a very fast, Mr.
Look at them, Cato. They're already over the first dip and going faster all the time. You fix the brakes on Thomas's car, as I told you?
Yep.
Good. Either one of them will stop until they reach the end. Thomas is certain that Scanlon and Durkin have it in for him.
He kicked the same guy, Mr. Dick.
Seeing him come after him will make him even more afraid. You see them? They're going around that curve now with Durkin and Scanlon about 50 yards behind.
Should we go now?
Yes, it's high time we were on our way, Cato.
But not that way.
We walked straight into the police.
How then?
Down the beams. By the time the police get things straightened out, the Green Hornet will be miles away. I don't see nothing wrong.
This is utterly ridiculous, getting me down to a deserted roller coaster this time of night.
Listen, Buckley,
didn't the call come into the police saying something was wrong here? And aren't you the safety inspector for the amusement park?
Well,
then this is where you ought to be.
Sergeant, there's nothing wrong here.
Looks like a false alarm right now.
Yeah, look at that.
I don't see nothing.
Where, Larry?
Up on the roller coaster. Two cars coming around that last curve.
Hey, you're right. They'll leave this platform any minute.
This is Cal. Who'll be riding at this hour?
Abrams are first, baby.
What's that?
Who's out
there? Duncan and Scanlon. Let me out of this car.
Hold it. Put that sticking out of your pocket.
Flame cuts or some.
This paper. Hand that over, Lowry. We're running this, not you.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me read it.
This fuss is ridiculous.
Yeah? You know what this statement is?
I have an owner care.
This is a signed statement about the accident.
Impossible. Those statements were...
Huh? That is, I mean...
Go on, say it.
They were swiped from the Daily Sentinel. That's what you were going to say.
That's right, Buckley.
Nobody knew about those statements. How did you?
Hey, Dave McGurkin and Scanlon. That's our friend. Nobody's put me on the spot. I haven't time for this. Boss, I'm leaving.
You're staying here, Buckley.
Here comes your file. We'll take them in, too.
Up on the platform. Make a snap.
Cops!
What's the idea?
Move. You're almost up, Durkin. You and your pals. We have Thomas a signed statement right here.
What statement?
Come on, I signed. You ain't putting me on the spot.
He's crazy. It was the Green Hornet.
Sure, the Green Hornet's working with you.
The Hornet?
Is he in on this?
That's what I'm telling you. These guys sent him to get me. Only he slipped up. I'm still in the whole work.
Why?
No, no, not stop you.
Listen, officer. I have nothing to do with it. I'll tell you the whole story.
He's as guilty as we are.
We have the goods in all of you. You're going behind bars. If I could lay my hands on a Green Hornet, he'd be there with you.
You can't have everything, Sarge.
Sure, he got away. But the roller coaster is finished, and so is that rival suit.
Boy, I'll bet the boss will be tickled when he finds this out.